Thank you. So Michael Patella and also Elias have been in touch on Facebook asking, is there any way that you can A, make someone fall in love with you, and B, make them stay in love with you using the tricks of neuroscience?
The tricks of neuroscience, I'm not so sure. But if you want to make somebody fall in love with you, be nice to them. If you want to make somebody stay in love with you, be nice to them. You don't need to resort to pharmacology and other tricks like that. It's just all that really isn't anywhere near as worked out as these simple, age-old sentiments of what's a good partner, what makes a good relationship. I would focus mostly on that, to be honest.
So in terms of the things that you can buy over the internet, so for example, Amazon, I think, sells pheromones, and you can also buy oxytocin sprays.
Oxytocin is a neuropeptide in the sense that it can work both as a neurotransmitter, so talking between synapses, but also as a hormone, so talking between different parts of the body. They're extremely ancient, so we believe that they've been around for at least 700 million years. We find them in a whole host of animals, and they're involved in many processes related to pair bonding, maternal caregiving, lactation, giving birth, potentially mate guarding. And so there's this idea that it might be one of the things that is really important for falling in love, keeping us monogamous, and related processes. We're starting to discover all these negative effects of oxytocin. So for example, in recent studies, they've shown that when people get oxytocin administered intranasally, they could actually feel more envy and be more gloating than people that don't. We've shown in other studies that when for certain people who are very anxious about their emotional attachments, oxytocin makes it worse. They start to remember people more negatively. So it really depends on the person. And if you're a person that thinks that you really need the oxytocin to help you out, you might actually be a person that it might have the most negative consequences for. I'd be very, very careful with these pharmacological solutions. It's a young science. We're really starting to only probe, really last 10, 20 years, the side effects for humans. And it's a long way to go.